crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, a mini symphony of great songs with full orchestral arrangements. A glam father band calls it quits. The King of the Blues swings. And to begin, two guitar stars of the 60s are drifting and bumping. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is the Vinyl Experience.
Selling for
Driftin' and Bumpin', with two guitar masters of the 60s who died before their time. Wes Montgomery, and not the hit version of Bumpin' on Sunset with the slick strings, but that stripped-down combo take that was released by MGM for the first time in 1971. And before that, Jimi Hendrix from a year earlier, and his final complete studio record, Cry of Love, and the song Driftin'. Let's stay in 1971, June of that year specifically, and Olympic Studio in London. While the Rolling Stones were in tax exile on the French Riviera, some of the musicians who would lend their post-production skills to that great double LP Exile on Main Street were back home, back in the great B.B. King, sax man Bobby Keys, trumpeter Jim Price, plus Gary Wright on organ, Pink Floyd's Rick Wright on electric piano, Klaus Voormann on bass, and Jim Gordon on drums. That's a party. The occasion? Caledonia. Were they still together? No matter. Brian Ferry confirmed this week that Roxy Music, in any iteration, is done for. There's Over You from 1980's Flesh and Blood. Also the mid-60s blues rockers The Pretty Things and Don't Bring Me Down, coming out of B.B. King's bluesy take on the swing standard Caledonia. The first top 20 UK hit for The Cure? Why, it was 1983's The Walk.
chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance, take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
Well, those three seem to be joined at the hip, huh? ABBA's surging Take a Chance on Me seems to be at the root of MGMT's 2009 breakthrough Kids, and The Cure's early single smash, The Walk, takes the same hooky bass line out for a stroll, too. Next, a mini suite of songs with full orchestral arrangements. Pete Townsend's 1976 collaboration with Ronnie Lane, Rough Mix, featured this unusual sketch of daily life called Street in the City, orchestrated by British composer Edwin Ted Astley, who wrote the theme to the TV show The Saint in the 60s, and who in the late 90s put out Who's Serious, featuring symphonic arrangements of songs by The Who.
There's a man up on that ledge. He's only cleaning windows. What a shame. Who's to blame for the pain we're missing? gonna lean back on my wall and pray for him to fall. See that man going in the bank with a blue suit? He's carrying a bag full of very important paper. There's old Mac trying to busk with his new flute. Did you read about the Cambridge raper? To fall. See that woman with a bun in her hair? Don't she know that ain't still done anywhere? See that man going in the wig and pen? He was charged with telling lies again. I see the world go by as I lean against my wall. I watch as Fleet Street makes new heroes rise and fall. The news is written in the eyes of us all. One is a sinner, the next is a saint. Most of us worried about showing up late. Pray for him to shame
who's to blame for the pain?
Songs with full orchestral arrangements in the spotlight on The Vinyl Experience. Jack Nietzsche scored There's a World for the London Symphony Orchestra, backing Neil Young on the LP Harvest. Jack worked with Neil in Buffalo Springfield. He got his start with Phil Spector, who put this controversially thick backdrop on the last official Beatles single. Paul McCartney hated the embellished arrangement so much he had it stripped from the millennial reissue. Let it be naked.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. Lead me to your door, the wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Has left a pool of tears, crying for. Let me know the way. many times I've cried. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. And still they lead me back to the long winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. Cartoon balloons.
Paul Buckmaster arranged and conducted the memorable strings on Elton John's Leave On, nearly identical to his backdrop for the Rolling Stones' Moonlight Mile the same year. His work also graces hits from the time like Nilsson's Without You, Carly Simon's You're So Vain, and David Bowie's Space Oddity. Finally, the mother of all symphonic pop, love it or hate it as a song, the record MacArthur Park by Richard Harris is a masterpiece. Composer Jimmy Webb first offered it to the Association, who weren't feeling the complex structure and bizarre lyrics. They rejected it, but actor Richard Harris, fresh from Camelot, heard a hit. With the help of the legendary studio backing band The Wrecking Crew, this 7.5-minute single is a benchmark of the era.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and we're pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no.
After all the loves of my life, I'll be thinking of you. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
And that's the Vinyl Experience, a tramp shining with the help of a very ritzy musical backdrop. Find past Vinyl Experience shows archived at prn.fm and rtds.ca. Please like and share the Vinyl Experience on social media. I'm Paul Cavalcante.